Welcome back on the Sports Ticket on Katy Country 94. Ryan Isbell, coach of the Beloit Trojan track and field teams, joining us. Coach, kind of as expected, you have a lot of throwers headed to state this weekend. And on the girls' side, you've got Dakota Gray and the hurdles and also the high jump. And Ashlyn Knight and Brecken Boudreau have qualified for state as well. Just a few of the girls that are headed there for you. Just overall, as you look at your team and headed to state, how do you feel about regionals and getting these athletes to the state meet and then how they stack up when they get to Wichita?
Yeah, as we previewed the regional meet a week ago, we kind of alluded to the fact that we talk about it every year about us being in a really, really difficult regional, and that was no different last week. And we got through pretty much just about everybody we thought we would. We ended up with a couple fifth-place finishes of some kids we thought were kind of borderline of being able to qualify for state. And we got the two boys going, so Eli Johnson and Grady Seifert, both in the shot put and the discus. They qualified them both, and their chances going in, they look pretty good. Grady's kind of been at the top all year long, and I know he's been pretty driven and motivated with his eyes set on this meet all year, and his marks put him right up at the top, and Eli's really come along. He's got a really good shot and a really good chance in the shot put with the way he's advanced over the last few weeks. And maybe one of the toughest shot put fields we've ever seen. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're talking, 52 a lot of years will win state, and 52 this year might not make finals. So it's kind of one of those types of fields. But, the way he's been throwing, I like his chances too. And in the discus also, he's kind of borderline getting into the finals. And if he gets there, I think, he might surprise some people. And then on the girls' side, we qualified 10 girls. You mentioned a few of them, but there's more. So Miley Brown in the long jump and Ashlyn Loomis in the pole vault. We got a couple in the shot put, Tatum and Addie Budke, a couple in the discus, being Cassandra Thompson and Tatum, and a couple in the long jump, which we already mentioned, Autumn Lorenz, and then Miley Brown. And I'm sure I'm not intending to leave anybody out, but I don't have anything in front of me to go off of. So, and then the 4x1. Team that ended up first at regionals last week with their season best time. So it's a good time to start doing that and hopefully building on that moving forward into this week.
I know you talked about the girls and how many they qualified, but when you kind of look at the rest of 3A, how do you feel about maybe your chances of bringing home a trophy this weekend?
This field is about as wide open as we've seen going into the state meet. A lot of times as you go through the year, there might be a team or two that really kind of stick out and kind of pull themselves away from the pack, and that has not happened this year. We've pointed it out a couple different ways. We pointed it out based on regional placings from last week, and if you do that, there's 6, 7, 8 teams within about 6 points of each other. If you can get to 40, you're looking pretty good, and if you get to 48, you're looking really good. So it's a really, really tight field. We're in the mix of that, so we hope the kids get out and perform and do well. And the funny thing is, we've pointed it out by season best performances also. So not just their regional performance, but what their best mark is on the year. And when we do that, you get different teams that all of a sudden are in the mix. So, and we're still in that conversation also. So, we're really, really young. Of the 10 girls going, only one girl's been there before. So even the couple juniors have not been there, and then you got freshmen and sophomores that are there for their first experience. And I'd like to say it's new to them, but a lot of them have been there to watch. It's different, obviously, being down there to perform. But a lot of these girls have been on our volleyball team that's been to state. Some of them have competed in AAU nationals. So they're not completely foreign to the big performance, the big venue. Mm-hmm. So we're hoping that helps us out a little bit. And we have so much going on early in the day that, we just want to get the ball rolling. Hopefully a couple good things happen for us and we can just keep rolling with it.
Ryan Isbell, the coach of the Beloit Trojan track and field teams here on Katy Country 94 on the Sports Ticket. Coach, we thank you for the time and best of luck at state track here this weekend.
Hey, thanks, Dusty.